talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Gotta cut
you down. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. We go to the phone lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today? Jean of Eau Claire.
Good morning, Matt. I have a lot of things on my mind. I'll tell you, I have to sit here and make a little tiny list so that I don't go off base because there's so many things that we're being confronted with all at the same time, which is, well, it's unbelievable for the party of chaos and destruction.
Right, no, that's good. But radio is a very hot medium, Jean, so let's get to what you have on your mind.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm hoping I'm saying anybody that wants to make a comment about what's going on in our country today, make darn sure that your TV is on. You don't have any distractions, and you're sitting there by yourself, and you're paying darn good attention and taking notes. This involves every single one of the people in our state and in our country, because no more listening to what people tell you. You sit there as an American citizen and a voter, and you watch. This is your responsibility. You sit there, and you watch, and you pay attention to what's being said. These people are Republican, independent, and Democrats who were witnesses. You didn't believe the people who were involved in reporting Trump's association with Russia, and they were Republicans. You didn't believe them, but you better wake up because this is on you guys, because you need to pay attention, because we're the ones that are being impacted. Trump don't care about anybody, and this isn't just Trump. Because those Republicans that sided with him love every minute of this. These are the people that won't install any gun laws, even the military weapons. They won't even acknowledge it when you got thousands of people begging them, please, please, pass a little gun law. And then they have to play games and modify what they're putting through to protect you, because these people don't give one iota about you. So please, please watch this by yourself. Don't watch it with somebody telling you what to think. Do it yourself. And I think that you'll get why we are harping every single day to get you guys to pay attention, because we care about you and we care about our country. And we need
you know, that is very, very good advice. And I want to tell everybody out there in support of Jean. Jean watches everything. She watches more stuff than I do. And so occasionally on the air, I always look forward to her calls, because she'll say, did you see that subcommittee hearing on something? And Jean, thank you, because what you've done is you've really burrowed deep down into the facts in a very important way. And let me tell you something else. What she's saying is exactly right. On these January 6th hearings starting tomorrow, watch them as much as you can. You know, your time is your time, but as much as you can. She's absolutely right. Do not stand back and say, oh, well, I'm going to think about it and I'll read about it. No, you read about it on social media. People lie to you. People watch the Watergate hearings. They watch the McCarthy hearings. These are historic hearings, and they have got to be watched. You've got to make up your own mind, and it will change your mind if you're just going this blindly, thinking that this is a bunch of fellas letting off steam. This will change your mind. Gene, thanks a lot for calling in. There is a case pending, and I was dreading this time because I know the Supreme Court, where a Supreme Court could issue a decision that would terminate your right to vote in any fair way forever. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. If you read the history of the Third Reich, starting with the election of Adolf Hitler as chancellor in 1932 in Berlin, what he did, he did by a series of incremental legal steps under what was legal in Germany at the time. And the Republicans, through the judiciary, are starting to do this now. What's the case, and what am I talking about? The case is called Moore versus Harper. It comes out of North Carolina, and it's in the Supreme Court right now, the U.S. Supreme Court. And they may issue a decision yet this year. The term ends July 1. So if they did it, they'd have to do it in the next couple of weeks. It may be that at this stage, they're just deciding whether to hear it. And I think that may be the case, in which case they'd issue a decision shortly as to whether they'll hear all our argument in the fall and then issue a decision next year. In my view, they shouldn't accept this case. They shouldn't try to make the following law. This arises out of North Carolina, where the state legislature had gerrymandered the electoral map very badly, and the North Carolina Supreme Court overturned it. The Republican Party peeled that up the line, and it's now pending in the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, asking them to take review. It's possible they could do it on a shadow docket. If they did that, I think that all hell would break loose. I think they're just going to decide whether or not to take it. However, the relief that the Republicans want in this is there is a little known clause in the Constitution put in back in the 18th century that says this, quote, the state legislatures will have sole control or sole decision making over elections. Now, back then, you know, there was a frontier, there was violence, there were militias, there were the slave states, there were the mercantile states, everything was in a state of flux. And it wasn't clear what the authority of the courts were anyway. The U.S. Supreme Court in Marbury v. Madison said that they had the right to declare certain things unconstitutional, and then they didn't do anything till almost the Civil War. So no one looked at the courts. What they're asking now is that be literally construed so that if a gerrymandered state legislature, like was in Wisconsin or in North Carolina, puts in unbelievably gerrymandered seats, even racially gerrymandered, even their own state Supreme Court can't overturn it because they're not the legislature. And no federal court can overturn it. It's beyond review. And if the gerrymandered legislature, like in Wisconsin, they've said they'd do this, says we're going to pick the electors. It doesn't matter what the election said. So the Democrat could win by a million votes and they could pick Republican electors. That's what Moore versus Harper, the issues in Moore versus Harper, would produce if the U.S. Supreme Court, A, took it, and then B, ruled that they're going to strictly enforce that very ambiguous statute. It's not really a statute, it's a constitutional provision going back over 200 years. Now, if they did that, and this is what happened when Hitler took power, here's how they use the law against you. First of all, they say the legislature has to decide. Secondly, they cook the legislature. So here in Wisconsin, the Democrats got 53% of the legislative vote, and they got 37 of 99 seats. They got about 37. They got a little over a third of the seats. The Republicans almost got a veto-proof majority, almost got a veto over 60 seats, and they lost the statewide elections. Then that illegitimate gerrymandered legislature can say, you can't vote for president. We'll pick the electors. There'll be no drop boxes, no mail-in voting. And you have to have five forms of identification, not just one. And there'll be only one voting booth for all of Milwaukee. and one voting booth for all of Ladysmith. Under what Sought and Moore v. Harper, they could do that, and they could control the government forever. In my view, if they did something like that, that would start a second revolution. The U.S. Supreme Court is not elected. See how the Republican Party then bootstrapped power by seemingly legal means, but very illegitimately. And three justices, by the way, three of the nine already signed on to the point of view I just laid out. Those are Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Gorsuch. Now, the three Democrats won't. I hope very seriously Roberts won't. But it'll come down to Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, one of them. So I think a warning has to go out to everybody to be aware of this issue. You think this can never happen. It can only happen in Berlin in 1932. I'm not exaggerating. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, one briefcase at a time, one lawyer at a time, one law at a time, one judicial decision at a time, until you've given up all your rights. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.